Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody got his fucking stunner shades on today or whatever and shit. He walked in here like he was a superstar and shit.
Yeah, I stunner shades on. I got my hipster hat.
Yeah, you do got that hipster hat on. I just want to say.
Fucking go.
Both got hats on, people, but it's for totally different reasons, whatever. Yep. One looks like it's running for errands. The other one's looking like he's hanging out with Smokey the Bear. So, you know. Yeah. You look good in that hat, though, boy.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
it. What the fuck are you doing over there? Where you going? Where you going? You tell me. Where you going?
I don't know, man. I haven't worn it in a while. I got this out when I was in Mexico.
Okay.
I haven't worn it since.
You know why they wear that in Mexico? Them shit's hot over there. That's why. It's fucking hot over there, so you need to wear hats. The pandemic got me back into wearing hats again. I haven't worn a hat in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got nice fucking hair, so why would I need to wear it? So, but like, you know, when you just get them lazy days or whatever, you just want to stick a fucking hat on, you just, bam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
throw a hat on.
Very handy. Hats are very handy.
Yeah, plus I don't feel like wasting my grease to get these curls going, so, you know. Throw a fucking hat on, go incognito, bro. Look like Joe from You and Netflix, whatever.
Or looking like every MCU hero when they try to go in disguise and shit. They always wear that same fucking cap and that bomber jacket, whatever the fuck, and glasses.
Captain America actually went, what was that? Civil War, I think. Yeah, it was Civil War. I think Captain America could have been a villain in that movie, the way he was looking sometimes and shit. But you know who redeemed himself was Zemo when he started dancing in that club. I was just like, boy, got skill. Unlike Captain America, he getting him some pussy. I see that. Yeah. They didn't show the extended edition where Zemo took some chick in the bathroom. He got his pipe wet. Yeah. Oh, man. Man, before I even go on any further, before we start this show off, I just want to talk about this place I went to. It's called Baltaire. It's in Brentwood. It's an expensive ass restaurant, whatever and shit. I went there like 2 weeks ago. It's a steakhouse. I went there and got some filet mignon and salmon or whatever.
All right.
Thing I did have, Cody, is which I don't think either of us will ever have on this show because it's too goddamn expensive. matter of fact, I was even going to take a photo for you at Total Wine because they had like a miniature version of it.
Oh, okay.
And it was like $650. I looked at that and said, fuck, I can't even get a mini version. I can't even afford this. The mini version is even $650. I'm just looking at that going like, damn, I ain't never going to own this motherfucker, am I? How the fuck does everybody else I know own this bitch? I even talked to somebody the other day at work, whatever. He was like, oh, yeah, I got three of them. And I just looked at him and was just like, how the fuck did the Godfathers can't even get this? Well, we could get it, but it's just that I ain't paying $5,000 for it or whatever, let alone fucking $650 for a fucking little miniature-sized bottle or whatever. But either way, so I had two pours at this spot, Cody. I just want to give a quick thought on them. I had – I want you to look one up, too. The Hennessy – Paradis Imperial. First of all, the bottle on this thing is fucking incredible. Hennessy Paradis Imperial, everyone. The only thing they fucked up on at this restaurant is they didn't put it in a crystal glass. They put it in like one of those, actually I have one of those notes sitting there. I was just like, that's fine, whatever. Let me just talk about this.
Wait. Say that one more time, sir.
Hennessy Paradis, which is P-A-R-A-D-I-S. Imperial.
Oh, here we go.
Fucking beautiful bottle.
Okay, yeah, I've seen this before. That is a gorgeous bottle.
It is gorgeous as fuck, isn't it?
Look at that.
It's got curves, too. Look at it. Look.
Yeah, look at that. All right. Even the box it comes in, too. It looks...
It's fucking nice. You see the cap on it, too? How it spreads out?
Yeah, hey, like I was wondering you want to drink that bottle for the taste of some goddamn.
That's the thing, Cody. Like it's so expensive. It's like I wouldn't want to drink it, but like after the taste of it, you gotta fucking drink. Oh my god, you gotta drink it. But like you said, I would have to have like the best display shelf ever because I'd put that bottle on there.
Look at this shit, man.
The last time I seen the price a few months ago was $1,500. I think it's at $2,500 now or something like that, Cody.
Fucking hell, dude.
It's gorgeous as hell. Cody.
Wow.
Best nose I sniffed this whole year.
Okay.
It was just so clean and smooth and all these flavors. I sipped this thing and I had beignets with it too. Mm-hmm. And dessert, beignets and shit. This thing was fire. I was just like, holy
man,
shit.
It
made me want to go to a store right after that. If it was me and you and there was like a store next door or whatever and we had this pour, I'd have been like, I got my credit card. You know what? Let's just go ahead. Let's do this.
I think you know you're in for a good pour because I look at the product description right now. Mm-hmm. When they say enjoy neat, I think you're in for a treat. They're literally just telling you, yeah, don't fuck with this.
It
no
was,
ice, no water, none of that shit.
At this place, it was $78 a pour. I was like, fuck it. I've already had a fucking damn near $500 plus meal. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, well, what the fuck is this? $78 more going. This thing was phenomenal, dude. Like, I mean, it was fucking great. Like when we do our best and then worst of the year and even just talk about like pours we've had off the air and shit like that, that bottle will come up. Cause it really stood out. It stuck with me for a while too. It's been 2 weeks now. I can't stop thinking about the motherfucker. I sometimes go window shopping code just to go see if it's in the window now.
I'm just gonna call it Hennessy Paradise.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna call it.
I was calling it that at first and shit until I realized it wasn't an E at the end of it. And I was like, ooh. Because they have two of them.
I'm gonna call it Paradise, goddammit.
It's two of them. It's the Hennessy Paradise and the Hennessy Paradise Imperial. I can't afford either one. I can't afford either one.
Yeah, Total Wine got it for $3,300.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be getting this bottle anytime soon, Cody.
Nope. Don't think so.
No. If I ever spend $3,000 on a fucking bottle, that motherfucker ain't never getting open, all right?
How could you?
Yeah, until my deathbed comes or whatever. Everybody I know has this bottle, Cody. I got this bottle. I'm just looking at it going what is going on here? Am I making bad financial decisions or something like that? Or do I just like appreciate $3,000 more than most or whatever and saying I'm not dropping $3,000, I'm not dropping a car payment down on a car note on this or whatever. So
correct me if I'm wrong. Is this have you tried that Louis the 13th yet? Or
okay.
Is just one
that was the next one.
One and two. I forgot. Remind me.
So this was the next one I had, Cody. I had two pours at the same restaurant.
Oh, so you, okay.
So, and I never had this Louis the 13th neither.
So you did? Oh, wow. Okay.
So, the only reason why I had it is, dude, this place was fancy. You got to wear like a damn near suit and tie. Well, you know, wear a tie, but like this place is fancy. And the waiter, he comes to the table and he just tells you about all the caviar and shit like that. And he was just like, we have three different selections of caviar and there's a filet mignon buffet style or whatever, where we lay three on the table for you with different styles. And man, and I'm just like, God damn, dude, later. So then when I told him I wanted the Hennessy Paradis Imperial, he was like, you don't want to try the Louis the 13th? And I just looked at him and was like, I said, you damn right I want to try that too. Then if you offer it, dude, I said, you go ahead and bring both of those things out, whatever. So I had the Hennessy Imperial first. Phenomenal. Last drop. All the way. Like, the only thing that would keep it from a last drop is the price, because we're never going to have it. The Louis the 13th. Now, this is the one I was talking about that I saw the miniature size of at Total Wine right now for $650. And I was just like, I guess I'm never going to own any kind of portion of this motherfucker, because I'm never... And who in there, if it was 375 milliliter, I would think about it. I'd be like, man, 375? All right, that could last you at least about a couple of pours here. But a fucking miniature size is like, nah, we can't roll with that or whatever. But that bottle runs for like, what, $5,500 now, Cody? The miniature is $650. They had pours at this restaurant for, it was $98. I said, let me get a pour of that. Because $98 is a lot for a pour, but it's like, it's a bottle I'm never going to own. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
What's $100 in, I guess? This thing was fucking amazing. It was really fucking delicious. I mean, right on the nose, I passed it around the table. I was there with two other people. I passed it around the table because they didn't get one. I said, y'all got to sniff this. Y'all got to sniff it. And I don't know what That's it was. Crazy. It like just hit me right in the nose. It cleaned out any booger, snot, whatever the fuck I had out of there. And it was smooth. You barely even sniffed any alcohol in both of the pores, too. I don't know. I'm not a cognac expert, people, but I don't know if that's just a cognac thing or what. They just tasted, it smelled so clean. And then when I sipped on this thing, I babysitted this thing. I was sitting there for a while just, ooh. Every time I sipped, it was something new, whatever. It was like those pop fuzz popping on my tongue, whatever, right on the, it was just like, ooh, oh my God, what is that right there? I mean, you could taste all the fruit flavors and stuff too, Cody. I mean, it was magnificent.
That's crazy, man.
The beautiful thing.
You got to try both those fours back to back.
And so that made my night. It made my fucking night. I was like, this kill me right now. I didn't have it. You know, like, kill me right now. Shout out to Hennessy, man, for tasting so fucking good. Because we talk so much shit about Hennessy on the show. I guess mainly we talk shit about the regular Hennessy, but fuck, man, it was just so fucking good, man. I mean, wow, it like blew my fucking mind, dude. I was like, I don't know how you get a bottle of this. I mean, is there like a auction site that's giving it out for less or something? Because Cody, they're both two pours you got to try. I would say two bottles you got to own, but I mean,
well, shit. I can definitely see myself trying those pours. As far as owning those bottles, I don't know. But I will definitely seek out trying those pours, though.
I told someone, you know what, at this point, I know the Louis XIII never going to be at that price, but the fucking Hennessy Imperial, I was like, I'd pay $1,000 for it right now. I don't know if I can go no higher than $1,000, though.
Okay.
It's like, that's like, $1,000 is pushing it, but like now, it's like, you know, I was like really pushing it, whatever, but like anything over $1,000, that's like, now you're really fucking crazy to me now, you know, you really, because I think $1,000 is probably the most I've ever spent on a bottle, so I would probably drop $1,000 for this Imperial, but you're not going to find it for $1,000, so so anything other than that, I'm not, you know, we're not going that way. But two incredible pours, man. They were fucking incredible. Last drop, all the way, both of them. I mean, just soothe the soul, if you will. I mean, I was meaning to talk about it last week, and I completely forgot of it. But, man, ooh, two pours that I just can't get out of my mind now, Cody. Every time I go to the Total Wine, whatever, I look at the I go through my coupons. Let me see. Mm-hmm. Hey, let me see. Let me see. 15% off on spirits. About a
premium selection.
Three. What did I say? Exclude premium select. Oh, okay. We can't use you then. All right. Well, let me see. And I start pulling that calculator on my phone. People be walking by. You need any help, sir? No, no. Don't need any help, sir. I think we're gonna figure this out right now. Let me see. $3,000 minus 15%. It takes $450 off. That's not enough. Okay. All right. but yeah, people, if you can get a try of this, from everyone I talk to, everybody has a fucking bottle. So, I mean, yeah, we're probably just late bloomers here, I guess, when it comes to the trend here. Funny thing is, I heard that Louis XIII back in the day was like around $500 to $1,000. And I was like, man.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. Should have jumped on that.
Damn.
Should have jumped on that shit.
Cody. Well, you didn't know. Who knew?
No. No,
you don't know how these trends go, especially when it comes to alcohol. You don't know.
You really don't.
Yeah.
Even the Cody was talking about the Hennessy Imperial box. Even that Louis XIII box is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that shit is just beautiful. It's outstanding. If some money ever came my way, man, I'd probably look towards those bottles though. So nice to have some different cognac. I got one of our like many first reviews of cognacs here. So. I noticed cognac's pretty fucking expensive too. It might be the most expensive spirit.
I think it is actually the most expensive spirit.
And I think we talked about this, and we're thinking it's maybe because of the bottling that they use. It's real crystal, people.
Yeah,
they're using crystal.
It's kind of ironic too that it is the most expensive spirit because it's in the obviously which is part of his family is Armagnac, and that's like one of the most affordable, given the context of it, spirits you can find.
All the cognac drinkers I've talked to recently, they've all told me, no, fuck Armagnac. Go straight into cognac.
if you're trying to spend money on Armagnac, you need to spend it on the cognac. And I was like, is it really that much of a difference? He's like, trust me on this. The higher end cognacs are going to blow your fucking mind. I'll give him this. My mind was blown.
Mm-hmm.
My mind was blown like no other. I got to give him that. So, I mean, granted, I'm not dropping fucking $100 pours fucking weekly. So that was like a once in a lifetime or once in a couple of years time thing here. But I recommend it, Cody. I don't even know too many places that have those bottles on shelf to pour. This is the first time I've seen them on a menu. So
no, I don't.
So I don't even know what the pouring price is. I mean, $100, that sounds kind of reasonable for a $5,000 bottle, right?
I would say so.
So $5,000 bottle, $100 pour. I did the math in my head realistically and just went like, I'm never going to own the bottle. $5,000, I'm not paying that. But $100, hey, I can pay that. So, which is crazy because like $400 whiskey bottles, I see people charge like $180 for a pour for those. And it's just like, suck
yeah.
Like, right? Suck my dick.
This shit kills me, dude.
Suck my dick, dude. Get out of here, whatever. Like,
shit. Insane. It's because it's fucking bourbon.
Yeah.
The ass. Get the fuck out of here.
It's my ass, whatever. Hell. This funny thing is, like, people are like, I don't y'all go in half on it. Yeah, you can't do that. Okay, that's still $2,500 fucking. And then we'd be looking like, hey, so it's going to stay with me tonight, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Can't custody over our bottle and shit.
Okay, you can come pick it up on weekends, Cody, and I'll get Mondays and Tuesdays, whatever. You can get Wednesdays and Thursdays, and we'll rock, paper, scissors for Fridays. What are you thinking? Sounds like a lot of transportation. That bottle going to be so disappointed and confused by its parents.
Lord. No halves on a goddamn bottle. Absolutely not. No.
I'm not going half on a $25,000 bottle, first of all. Like, that,
no.
I don't feel like winning in that.
There's no way. Yeah, it just doesn't make, logistically, it doesn't make any sense.
If I could spend $2,500 on a bottle, I might as well just get the Hennessy Imperial then.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't taste the same, whatever, but it's like, yeah, I got a high-end bottle for it, so let's make your girlfriend pay for it. How about that?
Is that plan all along?
Let's make her do it. Hey, Kathy, girl, when you getting that raise? You know, Cody's birthday coming up. Christmas coming up. You know, can you hear me? Hello, hang up on me. If there's a woman out there in the world that is trying to get at your boy JB, I like gifts.
You do like gifts, sir.
Yeah,
a lot of gifts.
Yeah. So that,
you like them so much, you like gifting to yourself like every fucking day.
Yeah. You should see this bag sitting next to me.
Oh my god.
Let's see, we got some glasses in here. They threw these little things in here too. I don't know what this was. I thought it was fucking Swiss Malt Liquor, to be honest. Then I looked at it, I was like, oh, it's just Manhattan cocktail makers and shit.
Okay.
I was like, oh, those are cool to have, I guess. Plus they miniature size bottles, so I can put them in the fridge or whatever. That's cool. Okay. I got some I only got these because of 1792 foolproof, because I got my boy on here. My boy Kobe. My boy Kobe.
Very nice.
So I like my man Kobe. Got the Classe Azul bottles. The other one's in the fucking living room right now. Shit, I should have brought it in here with me, actually. Damn it. Then I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, classic. That gold, man. That motherfucker is beautiful. $300 at Total Wine, people, but had a coupon. Got it for $250.
Get your coupon,
baby. Shit.
Get your coupon
out, whatever. I told Cody, I said, give me your coupon. Let me give you a coupon.
And I told him, fuck off.
Yeah. God damn it. I walked in there with a binder of coupons. I was just like flipping through them. I was just like, here we go. We're going to get this sale on right now. So, yeah. What else I got in this bag? Whatever. I got some glasses. Yeah, we got some more little. Because we're going to be doing Armagnac and cognac. So I was just like, well, shit, I got to get the.
Gotta
get the right glasses.
Let me get my glassware game proper.
Yeah, especially for that month, Cody. Come on now. You gotta.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
might have to invest.
I need some long stem ones for Mezcal month now. I need to get those.
Right? Oh, the call.
Yeah. You got to get those long stem ones for like the tequila and the skulls and shit. So these for the cognac because I can't afford the Cristal one. So well, I guess I could afford it, but who the fuck would ever pay that and shit? My buddy, man, he got lucky at one of those estate sales. I know they got like an app for it and shit. And he scours that shit for like old vintage whiskey and shit like that. And he gets lucky all the fucking time. He found like a 1978 Johnny Walker there. He let me try it, Cody. I'm telling you this right now. Johnny Walker tastes like shit now, but if you would have had this, you'd have been like, what the fuck is that?
Really?
It tastes amazing. You could taste all the sherry cask on it and everything, dude. He's like, oh my God.
Really?
Oh, it's so good. He found four crystal glasses too. Real crystal. You know, because when you cling them together, they fucking echo, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking make that echo. He got them for $25 each.
Wow.
I was like, fuck. I tried to download this app, look at these estate sales. It's so much shit on there, Cody. Especially when you live in our areas and shit. Like, you just like, I don't even know how to scour this fucking thing. Like, he said there's a tip. If you see, like, any kind of alcohol-related products, whether it's glasses or anything, whatever, you got to go to that one then. Or whatever. It's like, dude, I don't have time to be fucking driving around scouring.
Yeah.
I guess there's a lot of old people on there just trying to get rid of shit. That they've had, and you know old people, Cody, they be having some rare shit sometimes sitting in there. But either way, nonetheless, though, people, let's get into this week, this month, or in this week here. So it is gin and rum month here, people. And my man Cody right now, he's got some rum to introduce for you lovely folks out there. Cody, tell the people what you got over there.
I do have some rum. Mm. I have some quality rum. At that, so seeing as it is rum and gin month, and we're just doing pretty much one bottle apiece, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it at the rum. I had to go all out, so I chose one which many people call the peppy of rum.
Wow. Now,
I can't speak much for that since I'm still very much new to the rum game. This is only like the second rum bottle I've ever fucking bought in my life. So yeah, today we're going to be doing.
I felt like you bought more than that, but
no, nah, just two bottles.
Oh man, for me probably like two or three as well. Too.
Yeah, just two. Yeah. So for me today, we are going to do from Foursquare. This
let
is
me see
their
that bottle. Let me see that
2009 single blended rum, exceptional cask collection, Mark 17, aged in ex bourbon barrels for 12 years.
Damn, shit.
12 years.
Oh, so you could taste this motherfucker then. That'd be good. That's 12 years. That's a long time.
Also, may I just also added to free. So let's put that out there as well. Non-chill filter. So yeah.
That's the best. NCF, people. NCF. I've seen that brand a lot. When I type in rum on K&L, Foursquare pops up all the fucking time. I think Cody is right. I never heard it because I don't buy rum, whatever, being the pappy. Mm-hmm. But I definitely see it as the Buffalo Trace as fucking rum. Because I
guess, yeah. See, even the bottle is kind of Buffalo Trace bottle.
That was actually
funny you mentioned it. it's actually a really nice bottle. I had like this... this little lip right here, like with the little candle wax or whatever. Yeah. And a little ribbon right here. Now, very nice gold labeling.
How vintage is the 2009 bottle? Like, is it easier to find? Because I have seen like different years too.
Yeah.
Not being a rum guy, I'm not.
Yeah, this one isn't as easy as because they have a few.
They got a shit ton.
Yeah, varietals.
I think Foursquare dominates the rum market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they do. I think they do. Let me see. Hold on. Give me one second.
When I went to K&L, I looked up rum. That fucking Foursquare. I didn't even know where to start with Foursquare. So,
yeah, because I picked this up from El Cerrito.
Okay,
and they had a couple more there. Damn, you know, fucking website, do they? Foursquare don't have rips. Wow, they like that. Holy shit, that's like you know it's quality. Then.
And they got like. When I was looking on K&L, they got like different styles of bottles. They got the long stem ones. They got the one you have. I mean, it's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is yours an 11-year-old?
It's 12.
12? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see the 2009 Foursquare 11-year-old Colors of Rum Edition, number 4, single barrel ex-bourbon cash drink Barbados rum. It's $130 pre-arrival on on a KNL, but they have like no information on the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I got this for. I got it for 130.
130. Okay.
Yeah. Also, obviously, it's also cash strength as well. So come in at a nice 60% alcohol.
Ex bourbon cash strength.
Ex bourbon cash. Yeah.
They got the my year, the 1988, the year I was born, for 400.
Mm. Oh, they have a Foursquare is 1988.
Actually, no, this is 1988, Enmore, Enmore. 1988 Enmore 33-0, oh, okay. Colors of Rum Edition, number 2, single barrel cast strength, guano rum. And this one does have only 30 bottles available. Damn.
Only 30, wow.
And it's on K&L for add to cart, too. Damn, I wish I wouldn't have brought that tequila. K&L has all 30, Cody.
Wow. I was just scrolling through. They do.
And, the product is expected to arrive in Tuesday, February 28th of next year. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is that's the year I was born. I might have to treat myself to a Christmas present if I think this will linger around. I don't think anybody's gonna pick this up.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that with rum products on here, they don't really get picked up that much.
They don't. They be keeping rum stocked, which I don't mind at all. Better for us, shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I like K&L. So let's keep it that way. Because the other shit hard to find. So if I can get some other spirits I love and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Foursquare 1999, is that the oldest one they got? 22-year-old. It's $200. That's actually not bad for a 1999 bottle. Yeah. Oh, this one actually. Oh, only 30 bottles available for this one too. And it's actually you can add this one to cart. K&L has it. But this also doesn't come till February of next year. So, Cody, if you're looking to treat yourself to a higher-end version of that one, and you, if you enjoy the one you have right there, get that 1999 version too, my friend.
I might have to look into that. Depending on how this one goes, I might be in the that Foursquare Solo Club there.
Treat yourself to a New Year's little present whenever February rolls around, you know? Yeah. K&L has 20, or expecting to get 20, and there's 30 bottles in the USA. So, good old USA right there. Okay. Man, damn.
And you know my favorite spirits. You know what mine's are. The ones you can actually find.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
I was going to say, that's my favorite alcohol now, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Love them.
Because I don't really go hunting anymore. No. I go to K&L and Total Wine, mainly. K&L and Total Wine. And if they have it, then I'll get it. I mean, but I'm not going to fucking random stores or how I used to do. Shit, you remember this a long time ago. Look on Instagram and then rush to the fucking store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... I ain't
doing that shit, man.
No, that's not sustainable. It's just not.
It's a waste of fucking time, and the next thing you get in there looking stupid and shit. Mm-hmm.
We have like fucking 5 bottles. Yeah. They didn't want to announce that in the fucking Instagram post.
Itself. Or they probably sold out before they even fucking posted it and didn't want to tell you. Mm-hmm. And you fucking drove 23 minutes just to fucking get there, swerving and weaving and shit. Yeah, I don't.
Or they release some shit after you leave the fucking store.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that.
Your favorite store that did that. I'll give them a little plug, I guess. Cause I don't really fuck with that store no more that much. But they got that Tears of was it Lorena? I think it was called that. It was the tequila you had.
Tears of Lorena. Yeah, I think I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the I think it was the 375 milliliter bottle for $100. I mean, if you want to try that bottle without spending the $250, I think, for that bottle.
That's like between 220 and 250, something like that.
Somewhere around there. So if you want to try that, I guess $100, I'll give them that kind of credit, I guess. So, but other than that, fuck that store. Store can suck my dick.
Yeah, I don't believe in their practices. So that store can kiss my ass.
Yeah, that store also sold me a store pick this year that I'm pretty pissed off about. So fuck that store right now. Yeah. That fucking pick was $89 too. So. I know people probably don't sound like a lot compared to what you spend usually. Look, trust me.
I think I know what pick you're talking about too.
Yeah,
I think
I know. pissed me off royally. Like, I gotta tell you, hey, and he sold this shit to me like a fucking champ. I'm sitting there eating it up too. So, oh man, it's gonna be really good. Yeah, fuck, it tastes like shit.
That's why I can't be trusting your store picks sometimes, people. Be careful. Some people be having fucked up palates. They be the ones choosing this shit.
Cody, I gotta tell you, man, my whiskey trace, man, it's going back to like old men now, whatever. I'm just sticking with brands I know and like now. Mm-hmm. That pick kind of fucking ruined my taste buds for the month of January when I had it, dude. I was like,
because people love that. Oh, single barrel. Oh my god, this unique one. It's only this one exists. Yeah, but it sucks.
Sucks ass. I spent $90 and I could have put that on something else better than that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of just sticking with shit I like now when it comes to it. Now, other spirits, I don't mind venturing into. Like mezcal, rum, and tequila.
Yeah, and that's pretty much every single barrel fucking product out there, man. I'm just like, do I want this? I don't know.
I think with the whiskey, I just with Japanese, I stick with usually. But for bourbon, man, I'm just sticking with like the Weller, Blue Run, Michter's. What other? Anything Buffalo Trace.
So all the blended shit pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just sticking with what I like, I guess, mainly now. Because I can't be – prices are way too high right now. I'm not just about to be dropping fucking $100. Store picks have gotten ridiculously fucking high, people. I remember back in the day before Cody was drinking whiskey, get a store pick $50-$60, man. You'd be like, oh, yeah, this is cool, whatever. Store picks now, they charging you like $100 plus.
Yeah.
I saw one pick, dude, that my buddy had that I wanted, whatever, because it was a nice looking bottle. That shit was $279, dude. I looked at him and was like, suck my dick, dude. I ain't spending $279 on that. I said, fuck that. $279 for a pick? I know you your fucking mind now. I know you done fucking lost your mind. Actually, I think those days of dropping that much on whiskey these days are kind of over now for me.
Yeah, I mean, especially since there's so much great whiskey out there that's, you know, readily available and affordable. It doesn't really make sense to, you know, go hunting these bottles. While, yeah, some may taste amazing. Is it really worth it, though?
Yeah.
For the hunt and then your bank account, too. All that time and effort and energy.
150 now is, like, my cutoff now. Like, that's, like, as high as I'm willing to go now. There's other spirits, though, and that's another reason, too, why spending that much on whiskey just doesn't make sense anymore. There's other spirits now I like to put that money into, especially for this show, since we're doing more of these, what would you call them? I guess different tasting episodes and shit like that, whatever. I mean, there's a lot of them now. Now that we added rum and gin now to it, got rum and gin, cognac and Armagnac, tequila, mezcal. There'll never be a vodka one.
Hell no. Not in this universe.
I was talking to a buddy who just started his own little whiskey cognac club or whatever and shit. I love when buddies start their club. They talk to you as if like you never heard of the spirits and shit like that. It's like, bro, where you been at? But he was saying there's one spirit, because he's trying a different spirit too now. And he was like, there's one spirit I'll just never get behind. And he's like, it's vodka. It's like this. He's like, it tastes like battery acid every time you drive. He's like, dude, do you listen to Last Drop? Like,
speaking our language.
Yeah. He said he had one vodka. Cause I had asked him, I said, cause you sound like you drink a lot of vodka. Can you give me one name at least? And I forgot the name of the one, but he was like, I don't even think it's great. But he said it was the best one I ever had or whatever, because it was just smooth to go down or whatever. I was like, what was the flavor? And he was like, car acid or some shit like that. And I was just like, yeah. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound really all that pleasing then. And I can't even remember the fucking name of it too, but he was like, it was the best one I've ever had. And he's like, that's not even comparing it to nothing, because it was just smooth. And I was like, all right, vodka just sounds like it ain't hitting at all. Like, but yeah, we got all these months combining and shit. Mm-hmm. And shit, in the future, you know, gin and rum, it ain't going to be probably just they'll get their own month. Same with cognac and Armagnac. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to get their own dedicated month. That's definitely coming in 2023. I totally get that sense.
This was like more of experimentation.
Mm-hmm.
See what's out there.
Yeah, get our feet wet, if you will.
Yeah, to do the months together. And cognac and Armagnac, we already did the Armagnac. Throwing cognac in there. Only reason why I threw it in there is because I'm telling Cody, basically, you don't have to buy cognac, whatever. It's just in there now if you want to get it.
I'm like definitely going to invest in some cognac. I need a bottle. I need at least one bottle. Come on.
You know Actually, you know what? Shit, I got one bottle of cognac.
Mm-hmm.
I got one.
Yeah, at least one.
And then see the Shannon Sharp one. The
Oh, Podier. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little Le Podier. Mm-hmm. So I got the Le Podier.
Mm-hmm. Are you trying to tell yet? Are you
I haven't opened it yet. Yeah, okay. No. Right. I'm going to save it for the month. I'm going to open it.
Okay, perfect.
Month.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
Probably open it on Mix and Match week.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't opened it yet. My buddy, he's bought four bottles of it. He said it's fucking amazing.
Okay.
All he posts now is Le Podier. That's all he fucking posts or whatever. I think his account is Liquid_Taste or something like that, whatever. All his fucking stories revolve around the Le Podier. And then when he came, I guess they released more bottles because they had ran out or whatever and shit. He bought like three more or whatever. He was just like, fucking best product ever. But I was just like, God damn, dude, seriously? So he had me a little excited or whatever. And I was going to open him, but I was like, man, now I need to save my reaction for the show here. So, but I'm looking forward to getting into some cognac too because I haven't really fucked with that brand as much as well. So, but Cody's over here with some 12-year-old rum, a cask strength as well too.
Cask strength, ex-bourbon cask at that.
I don't even know the process of rum, Cody.
I don't know either.
I don't even know how to start to age some whiskey in a whiskey barrel for 12 years for rum. I mean, all I know is I've had the last drop rum and it was easily the best spirit I've ever had in my life. It was my number one of last year. So,
yeah, because I'm looking at the back of the bottle, because they don't give you a whole little spiel, which I don't need. But yeah, they say it's a blend of rum distilled in the copper double retort. That's what it says, retort pot still, and the continuous twin column still, four square and aged for 12 years in ex bourbon casks. Non-chill filtered, some cloudiness may occur. Genuine Barbados rum, fully matured at Foursquare. No sweetener, other flavor or color has been added.
Rihanna bought that out, didn't she? She bought that rum. She's from Barbados, and she a billionaire.
I'm shocked. She got to have her own rum, right? She got.
Dude, I just know she's a billionaire. I don't even know what product she owns or something like that. So, right. I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be shocked if she owns a fucking rum company out in Barbados, and it might be Foursquare. I mean, she didn't get this billion from no music. I can tell you that right now. So she got some outside ventures right there, Cody. Break them nose. I wish the bottle would tell you at least like a little history of the company itself or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of mysterious. They don't even have a fucking website, man.
Yeah, that's weird.
I kind of like it, though.
I mean, yeah, it's a mystery.
Yeah. You could definitely sense the bourbon influences in the nose. There's a lot of woody, oaky tones in here. There's some of that oak tannin kind of thing going on.
Is that called the colors of rum?
This bottle right here?
Yeah. No, okay.
No, so just the fine Barbados rum, exceptional cask collection, Mark 17.
So I guess they got another. They really are like Buffalo Trace. They have like different Foursquare 22-year-olds on different variants, if you will. So they have one called Foursquare, the 22-year-old, 1999, the Colors of Rum edition, number 14.
Okay.
From Barbados too, and it's a single X rum American oak cask. So
man, there's a lot of vanilla on this nose too. I got a ton of vanilla. If you weren't mistaken, oh, that is very nice. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bottle.
Very beautiful. Yeah. Hey, honestly, baby, if you weren't mistaken, you think you were smelling a bourbon. Actually,
it looks like it from the color too.
Yeah, you would think you were smelling a fucking bourbon. You do get those rum influence with like the tropical fruits and all that, like the tropicality factor.
What was the first rum you ever had in your life? If you remember?
Oh man,
probably like
Captain Morgan, some bullshit. Yeah. Oh, it might have been Bacardi. Yeah, it might have been Bacardi. Actually,
I don't even know necessarily if I can say drunk those like by themselves. I probably had them in cocktails.
I had like shots and shit, and yeah.
It might have been Bacardi for me, and it was probably mixed in with a cocktail, because I don't think I've ever had rum just straight or neat by itself.
Yeah, I don't think I tried rum like that without taking a shot until, maybe like late last year.
I know when I was at the apartment in Long Beach, we had that one spice rum, the Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even fucking remember what that tastes like.
Yeah, I don't remember being all that great.
No, it was not at all. We had it on that episode we did with all the prison shit. And yeah, we was just like, eh, it's kind of meaty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a cheap-ass bottle. Anyway.
Yeah, it was a cheap-ass bottle full of additives and shit. So
Yeah, it was probably like $29 or some shit like that or whatever. And it was a miniature size, if I'm not mistaken, too. So, but that was the first time I think I've ever had it rum just neat.
Mm. Oh my god, it's fair. Yeah, that's crazy. On the pilot,
it was like, oh damn, oh shit. And he was like Neil deGrasse Tyson and shit. He had a moment, whatever he's about to say. The mind in which you drink
is the drink so, with your mind. It coats the tongue and it goes down so almost pillowy, real soft,
like a marshmallow.
Yeah, almost marshmallow. Yeah, almost like a marshmallow. You get everything on the palate. Get all that. Get that nosing earlier. Get all that in the palate. I even get a bit of ginger right now too. Going along with the wood oak and that kind of tropical, kind of like dark snow fruit.
What glass do you drink from out of? What glasses do they use?
I don't know, is there a specified rum glass?
I don't think so, but I just assume there has to be because there's a glass for every fucking spirit at this point. So I was like, is there a rum glass? What do we drink rum out of, Cody? Do we drink it out of long stem ones? I like the one you're using for that. I mean, that one.
No, this is my go-to glass right here.
That looks like it's
rum. I'm messing with all around her. I know my girlfriend last year, she bought a plantation box set and it came with long stem glasses, plantation rum.
So I just typed it in, rum glasses. It looks like they use like tumbler styles.
Tumblers, okay.
Okay.
Mm.
I bet it. Oh shit, these are fucking nice. I don't know about $200, but I ain't dropping them. Well, I mean, if you get four though, I mean, they're real Cristal too. Ooh, those are fucking nice rum tasting glasses, Cody.
Oh, those are beautiful.
Fuck, man. So they're rum sniffer and Tate, and they come with a little caps.
So snifters, okay.
And my God, man. It traps the aroma within, allowing the intensity of the rum and develops between sips. Sniffer and cap pair well for aged rum, revealing the hitting depths of your favorite rums. Damn, $200, bro. I mean, shit. They got a ton of them on this website, too, whatever. And they all $200, like those right there.
Man, I don't know about $200 in glassware though.
I'll do $100. If I put my email in, do I get a discount here? Ooh, Cody, these black ones, my friend. Oh my god.
Oh, look at that. $250 though?
Oh, that's for cognac right there. Oh, are those real crystal?
I would hope so. Shit. $250.
Ooh, they come with the cancer too, Cody.
Oh, because of the decanter. Oh, that is.
Oh,
is that what? That's all for $250. All of that in the decanter.
Look at the sets. If you wanted to get the set too.
Well, how much is the decanter set?
It doesn't. I don't even have. Oh, but it got shot glasses too for highballs. They got marks.
All right, if that was $250, I would. That's fucking nice.
It didn't tell me what if the decanter comes with it. Let me see.
I mean, it might be two separate things because you switched over.
Yeah. It doesn't even tell you in like, because it says gifting, but it doesn't say like, or specifications. Well, I don't know. It has two different product numbers here, though. In the specifications or whatever. It says product article number and then product art. It has two different article numbers on it. So, but it doesn't tell me what exactly it comes with or whatever. I might need to send you this website. You might have to treat yourself to some of these glasses on here. These little fucking martini glasses and shit. But they want too much for those, man.
But man, that's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the whiskey glasses too for them. But damn,
that's too much, bro.
$280. Yeah, I can't go $300 for glasses.
I ain't balling like that. No. Very nice glasses, but no.
Free shipping on $100 or more.
Yeah, you better have fucking free shipping. Shit.
These are waterfall. Oh, shit. I didn't even know these were. Okay, this is waterfall. Okay, those are real crystal then.
I would hope so. Yeah, it better be real fucking worth the $250.
I'm gonna send you this link. I'm gonna let you go ahead and shop around, and maybe you can find something.
I'll keep it in mind.
Man, can I find anything that look like that? I'll pay $150.
I would do $250 for the decanter set. That's if it was $250 though.
Yeah, I would
do it for that premium quality, real crystal and all that. I would do that. But that's it.
If I get that crystal, even the decanter, if you gave me all four of those glasses at the top, $250, I'd break that. I got a martini glass. I got a
glass. Yeah.
I'll drop $250 for that. I got the cognac glass. You got the wine glass. Yeah, I would easily drop $250 for that if you gave me the set here. Yo, that fucking decanter, though. You know what, man?
That's baller as fuck. That's beautiful.
I don't even care for decanters like that, but I would fucking pour in that, dude.
Yeah. That's a badass fucking decanter. And the glass set, too. Man. Like I said, I would drop $250 on that right now. Well, not right now, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Soonish, next two paychecks, you know. There you save, go. Save 100, save 100 here, put 100 there to the side of her.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, they dropping the real crystal shit on here, Cody. Yeah, this is legit water for it.
All right, yeah, I'm bookmarked that website. And come around Christmas time, I'm going to pull it back up again. That's what I'm going to do.
They got a glass set here for $88. But is that real crystal? That don't look like crystal.
No. Yeah, if it ain't real crystal, I don't want it.
I don't want that shit. Yeah. I want real fucking crystal glasses here. Damn, those are beer glasses? Those are fucking nice.
They got beer glasses too?
Man, they got all kind of glasses on there, Cody. Shit. Those are only $75.
All right.
I want real crystal.
Man, I would be afraid to watch them motherfuckers, though. Man, that's my only fear.
You'd be like me?
Trembling.
Dude, so, did I ever tell you, someone gave me they gave me two for wine. I opened one. I literally told her the story when I opened them. I was so thankful. I was like, oh my God, this is so gorgeous. When I was putting it back in the box, the shit just broke. I went... I took it to mom's. I was like, can you save this glass? I was like, you artsy. Can you save this glass? She was like, that glass is fucked. What did you do to it? I was like, I just tried to put it in the... I didn't realize it was that fragile and shit. I just put it back in the box. So the second one she gave me, it's still wrapped up in its Christmas packaging. I haven't even opened it before. I'm afraid, Cody. Fucking afraid. All right. I'm terrified. All right. I haven't even opened this
shit. You should be. Yeah. I don't even know if I should buy crystal shit, man. I don't think. Nah, I'll probably be better off without it.
Well, those first ones I showed you.
I'd be so afraid to break it, dude.
Oh, man. Those fucking first ones or whatever, like, those look so hard to break as a shit. But the long stem ones, I'd be more afraid with those. Whatever.
You know what? The only thing I probably would invest in, because I wouldn't really need to wash it at all, is probably a decanter.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do.
I would easily pour that bottle around. Well, I like that bottle you got, though.
And I'll probably use it, because I actually started we have a decanter here. I started doing an infinity pour, just pouring a little bit of each, you know, bourbon. So I started doing that. I would actually do that.
This is the only decanter I use around here is this one, the little globe one that sits on the...
Yeah, which is very nice. I love that.
Yeah, I love this one too. I mean, but I'm not a huge decanter guy, but like if it's like a fucking badass one like that one I just showed you, shit, I'll easily do that, you know? I'll pour some Blue Run in that motherfucker or something. That cash drink one, so I can preserve the bottle.
Fuck yeah.
So, man, we might have to have a glass episode now.
Maybe.
Do a different glass episode. Man. What you thinking over here, man? Oh, you know. What if we can get real crystals for, because I need four then or whatever. I was going to say, if we went 200 and we split it in half, whatever, and you get two and I get two for 100 each. But no. Yeah. I would, if I could find that or whatever, I would do that.
I'll do that.
I don't even need one, realistically.
I'll do that. Yeah.
I only need one. But one for $100, that ain't, no. I ain't dropping 100 for one, whatever. I need at least a two set or something like that. So how's that rum treating you, though, there?
Oh, man.
Got some time to sip on it now.
Oh yeah, man. This thing is it's a very complex drink. And for all the right reasons. From the palate, so it follows the nose completely. You get a lot of those bourbony characteristics with the wood, the oak, the kind of oak tanniny, that vanilla. Middle of the palate, though, this is when it comes into the run. It just explodes with spice. And you get that dark stone fruit, that kind of like black cherry, kind of that ginger.
Oh, okay.
Even like a touch of strawberry I'm getting.
I was going to ask you. A lot of
plum, raisin.
Does the rum like kind of, oh, not the rum. Does the whiskey kind of take over? Or is it perfectly balanced?
No, it doesn't. Because it's all in the front.
Okay.
And then the middle of the palate and the finish is just straight rum. And you can tell too, it's just like that real good. You can tell it's not additive because it tastes natural. You're not getting that artificial sweetness thing going on that I've gotten with some runs I've tried. It is absolutely delicious. Given that it's ex bourbon cask, I'm shocked that it retains so much of the fruit characteristics from the rum. Because I'm getting a lot of that in the middle of the palate and the finish. Most of the finish is mostly like the spice.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle of the palate, I'm getting a lot of like that rum, that true rum, like that dark kind of stone fruit thing going on. And I love that. And combined with the bourbon cask too, you get like the wood oak and kind of gives it like that softness to kind of round out like the edginess of the rum, which I love. It's a well-balanced pour. It's giving me everything I want. And a pour, especially for the price. I paid $130 total for this bottle right here.
It's a good fucking price.
Yeah, great fucking price. I never tried Pappy Van Winkle myself, so I can't speak for the whole notion of this is the Pappy of rum, whatever. I don't fucking know. As it stands, though, out of all the rums I've tried thus far in my lifetime, this is the best one I've had. This is giving me all the characteristics I want. In a spirit of this quality and the price range. I'm going to drop this with a last drop. This is going to be the last drop for me.
There's a great article on Forbes about the owner did of a Foursquare. I'll send it to you. I recommend reading. He's shitting on rum, though.
Okay.
The title of it is called Rum Disruptor, Foursquare.
Oh, okay. Well, damn.
Foursquare calls out sweetened rums and calls it absolute poppycock perceptions. That's some British shit.
Oh, you're talking about like that rum additive bullshit? Like Captain Morgan's and spice?
He said market data forecast predicts most markets will see rum sales grow slightly or even fall flat by 2023. Damn, maybe I should buy some rum in 2023 because it's about to go on sale.
we were saying, 2023, the year of rum.
Damn. But he's got they say this right here. He's leading the charge. The owner name is Richard Seal.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like Jamaican or Barbados at all. That sounds like a white British dude. But as I said, he's leading this charge and arguably the greatest rum maker in the world. Now, that's probably why they're calling him the Pappy Van Winkle. Owner and distiller of Foursquare Distillery in Barbados. Seal's decision to tackle these issues on his own personal and company social media accounts has created swells of followers of his rum beliefs as well as he talks a lot of shit about other rum companies, and if he makes his social media page just calling people out. So basically it says they use an example. Imagine Bill Gates debating computer geeks over what code to use on new software. Bill Gates just trolling another fucking. So that's what the Foursquare on. I'll send you this article. It actually looks really intriguing.
Yeah, please do.
Forbes does great articles when it comes to spirit companies. They did one back on Weller back in 2018. This article came out in 2019 too. This looks good though. Forbes is good for articles like that. If you guys ever want to find like anything about spirits, I was just trying to find any like kind of little history on Foursquare because I can tell you enjoyed that bottle the way almost is empty there. it's like half a bottle there or whatever and shit.
Oh yeah. I was taste testing yesterday.
He either he bought this company in 2019 or I don't know if he made it a brand in 2019 or what, but that's what it says right here. Because I asked who was the owner of it, and it said Richard Seal, March 29, 2019. So, yeah, this dude looks like the man here. Richard Seals, CEO and Master Distillery. Serves as CEO. One of the, oh, it's an independent rum producer in the world, too. Okay. Mm. I'd assume that almost every rum, yeah, he is a white. Okay, I knew it. He is a white. I was like, that name. I was like, I'd assume almost every rum like this is independent, though. They only produce so many in the United States, so. Seals' history with rum begins in 1926. Wait, how old is this motherfucker? Yo, he dead then. What the hell? 1926. He's a fourth generation rum distiller and blender. Founded R.L. Seal and Company in Barbados. The family owned and operated company acquired various rum brands throughout the years, ultimately building their own rum distillery, Foursquare, to handle their expanding business. Foursquare took 2011. He took home 3 awards, including Distillery of the Year, Distiller of the Year in 2016. The company was awarded 5 gold medals at the International Wine and Spirits Competition. 9 total awards distributed at the event in the rum category. The same year, Seals was recognized as Rum Producer of the Year at the International Spirits Challenge. Okay, yeah, he does sound like Buffalo Trace now. Yeah, I see where the comparison of the Pappy now, especially in his little.
It all checks out.
Yeah, I'm probably guessing. I bet that tastes better than Pappy.
who knows? Maybe
I never
tried Pappy, so I can't. Like I said, I can't speak for that.
It's good. It's not the price great though. So I mean, so. Sounds like you enjoyed that. The price just sounds perfected.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, 130 total for this. Great pour, complex pour.
Vintage too.
Yeah.
The 2006
age statement on the bottle. That's always great. Love transparency in my alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Great presentation. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Just checks off every box for me. Yeah. Last drop.
Damn.
Foursquare 2009 single blend rum.
Did I not call this as your pour of the year? I said that, right? I know I wrote it down.
You said maybe.
I think I said that was
gonna pour of the year.
I said that was probably gonna be your number one of the year, if I'm not mistaken. Or did I say Mescal? I can't remember now. I know I wrote it down somewhere. Hold on. I wrote it down somewhere. Let me look at my notes section.
Hey, who knows?
Yeah, I did. I have that as your number one pick of the year. That is your number one. That is your number one pour of the year.
Maybe.
I have number one section, Cody, is rum. I said I'm 82% sure.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
I even wrote it down. I'm 82% sure. That's your, I'm at about 88% now after you talking about it now. Gave it a last drop too, so that counts something. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and push that to 90. I'm 90% sure now. I got number 2, Armagnac, is your number 2 of the year. Number 3 is going to be your Mescal. And then number 4 is your Yati.
Okay, yeah. You speaking my language. You're really speaking my language, man. I think you might be on point.
Cody, like, shit, I ain't even got
to
do the work.
Listen to it now. I'm like, shit, yeah. Honestly, yeah. All that, that's all my wheelhouse. That's this. Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay.
Dude, this makes a lot of sense. Well, a lot of sense. The closer we get to it, it makes more sense.
I only got 3 more months left, my friend. So.
Mm-hmm.
3 more months left. So,
yeah, where the fuck did this year go?
It did roll pretty fast, I must say. I told you, life and Mother Nerve, she just like, I'm trying to get out of here.
It's already in middle September already.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Mother Earth, like, we got to get the fuck out of these 20s. All right, I'm done.
This shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, we're going to be in 2023 before you even know it, sir. So you get that working on that list. I might have already done the list for you, actually.
Mm-hmm. She probably has.
Cody, go.
Oh, yeah. As I read off, you start naming off before I even fucking get the words out and shit. And my number two,
Cody number gonna two forget
the rare Armagnac.
Cody gonna forget to do his list, and he's just gonna be like, "Fuck it, I'm just going with JB's list." Hey, JB, what'd you say my number two again was? I'd be like, "Yeah, I got the list right here, or whatever." He gonna be like, "Yeah, okay."
Perfect. You got the date written on there and shit. Like, man, I fucking knew it.
Well, because I remember you said the Yati being your favorite beer or whatever. So I was just like, I don't expect too many beers in to be in that top 5.
Yeah, I don't, that's not going to make top 5. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a great. I love it. It's great. It might be my favorite beer of the year, but it's definitely gonna be my favorite pour of the year. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. I put that like at the number 4 or 5 area, whatever. Because I was like, it's got to be a beer in there. And if that was his favorite beer on the show so far, then somewhere there, unless like he has. I mean, I forgot. He said he's getting some cognac too. So I mean.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a cognac. Yeah, that's happening in December. I will have a cognac. It's going to be one Armagnac and a cognac. And the shit going to be flames. I already know.
Fuego up in this bitch. Mm-hmm. Well, people, we done now.
That's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote, Sarah. So it's, I don't know why I turned that AC off, but I'm about to go turn that bitch back on.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. The ceiling fan saying, stop!
Don't waste your energy on me.
Sounds like Phoenix Jones and shit right now. Hell, is he alive still?
I would be shocked if he's still alive.
That's my shot. His black ass. We're done though. Next week's mix and match. We're switching.
Flip flopping. It's gonna be fun. Man, I can't wait. Gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm excited or whatever. Sometimes I want to just tell Cody, you want to do it on a Monday or whatever, but I'm like,
I'm excited.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be patient and wait till the next full week to roll around, being patient, everyone. So I want to get into these right away. I haven't opened them yet. And the one I got, the rum, I think it's only 300 bottles made, if I'm not mistaken, in the United States. So, which doesn't sound like shit.
Okay. All right.
Sound like nothing, Cody, compared to the other ones. They said 30 bottles only.
Yeah. 30 bottles. What the fuck?
I need to get one of them 30 fucking bottles in. Shit. I think that Foursquare one we talked about, I think it was only 20 that's going to be shipped over here. So I might have to start looking into getting some of these bottles now, people, because
crazy.
That ain't shit, realistically. But it's not a lot of rum drinkers out here.
I was going to say, realistically, you might have a chance because, you know, rum ain't popping off out here in the States like other spirits. You know what I mean?
No, it's not. So it's funny because we thought that was Armagnac, but it looked like rum was even more deeper because it's even more limited and no one's really, which is crazy because we got a lot of tiki bars out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
But they got a lot of bullshit in them.
Yeah, I think it's more like the cocktail scene.
If I had a tiki bar, you know, I'd have the cocktail rums, your Bacardis and Morgans and shit.
Yeah,
like
that. But you're different though.
Oh yeah, that's right. I know people probably saying, yeah, you different. You wouldn't spend, but it's like tiki bars in LA County. People, I don't know if you know, they get popping over here. They people love tiki bars and shit. They get crowded over here, but I can see why, because they probably get so crowded. Like, I ain't buying that shit in bulk. Like, come on, like. But you got any tiki bars in Riverside area, Cody?
Nah, I do not, honestly.
I know Long Beach got that Roxanne's. Oh, Roxanne, okay. Roxanne, Roxanne, and they got a little speakeasy hidden in there somewhere. So, well, we're out of here, people. I'm looking forward to mixing match week. I'm excited as shit. Can't wait.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Oh man, great month so far. Having a blast. This pour was delicious. Looking very much forward to next week. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun.
That bottle will be gone by next week, so Cody won't be using that. So, for cocktails at the end of the month. So,
probably so.
That shit's done. That shit, you can finish that. It's finished. It's done. Him and the girlfriend about to put on a little what the kids call a movie.
Yep.
They gonna make some popcorn. Gonna pop that cone, old school style too. Put it on the stove. They gonna get their favorite blanket.
Yeah, that's
the shit. They gonna get that blanket out, but then they gonna realize it's fucking hot. Get that motherfucker off me. turn that AC to up to a nice little 76er right there. Pop the movie on. Get the two glasses out. Toast each other. Cling.
Boom. Cling. There it is.
And then they're going to fall asleep on the couch, wake up next morning looking confused and shit. Like, what the fuck happened? Oh, shit. We got work, dude, girl.
Come on. You just killed the Foursquare bottle. Fuck.
That bottle going to be hiding underneath the couch. Scared and shit. That's why it's nice to have a girlfriend or a significant other and shit like that, to have someone appreciate the liquor with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it is. It really much is. Yeah, yeah. Because you know you're not alone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man,
thank you.
Like my ass. I'd be sitting here going like, I think it's good. What do you think, Jermaine? And then that's what my split personality got, Jermaine.
Yeah, you turned the Moon Knight and shit.
Yeah, yeah, talking, and he'd be like, oh, I think it's okay. It's nothing special, whatever. Like, oh, it's interesting. All right, we'll sit over here now. What about you, JV? How do you feel? Or whatever. Nigga, this shit good. And plus, all the women I meet, whatever, they never like drinking. It's like, where the fuck am I finding these women at? They don't like drinking for shit. I mean, I went out last night with her. This girl had one glass, whatever, and shit. She was just like, I think that's enough for me today. I was just like, I feel like an alcoholic. I need three now, girl. So, shit, that's enough for you?
Hilarious.
Damn, I guess I won't be drinking with you then on a regular basis. So, but anyway, people, we'll be back next week. Thanks for tuning in this week as well. Great show. Great listening to Cody and Foursquare. And finding out more about Foursquare, too.
Delicious stuff. This will be revisited, and I will be buying more Foursquare products for sure. Mm. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So with that said, people, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.